If someone would say they almost did something, that means that they were close to doing it. Maybe we think of an athlete that is running and he almost finishes the race, but for some reason he is unable to finish the race. We could say he did well, but he did not come to the end. He almost. He was close, but he was unable to finish the race. When someone says today that they almost did something, they're not sure. In everyday situations, most of the time, almost is not good enough. For example, a student could say that they need to meet the requirements in order to graduate. I've never heard of a high school or a college giving a student a diploma because they almost met the requirements. They had to meet the requirements in order to get their diploma. Recently, my brother Isaac had a new roof put on his house. I can imagine if Gita would have come home one day and saw the roof being almost done, and she would have said, "Isaac, the roof's almost done. Let's pay the gentleman and let them go because the roof is almost done." Wouldn't that be ridiculous? They need to finish. When we think of all these things, these examples that I've mentioned, we know that it's important to finish what one is doing. In the Bible, we see an example of one that used the excuse of almost. All of us know this story about Paul when he was defending himself because of the unjust chains that were put upon him. And the Bible says there in Acts chapter 26 and verse 28, "Then Agrippa said to Paul, 'You almost persuade me to become a Christian.' And Paul said in verse 29, 'I would to God that not only you, but also who hear me today, might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains.'" You see, in spiritual matters, almost is not good enough. When it comes to obeying the gospel, you and I need to do our part to be obedient to what God has to say in His Word. Surely there are some here in this audience today that have put off becoming a Christian. Maybe we could say that they are almost Christians, but that's not going to be good enough. Because if they would die this evening, they would have almost gone to heaven, but they would have not gone to heaven. You see, we need to come to the end, and we need to complete our cycle. We need to become Christians. What are you waiting for this evening? If you are here, what is keeping you from becoming a Christian? Maybe some young person says, "Well, I'm young and I want to enjoy my life. I want to be able to experiment with life. I want to be able to do things that my peers at school do." That's not good. You need to be hanging around other Christians so that you can have a better influence. Today, if you leave this place, you can leave as a Christian. You can leave this meeting as a Christian. Almost is not going to be good enough. And the Bible says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, when it talks about time and the need of becoming a Christian, "For he says, 'In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.'" What are you putting off? Are you almost a Christian, or are you living the Christian life? Now, to those of us that are already Christians, those of us that have obeyed the gospel, almost is not good enough either. We need to be living the Christian life every day of our lives. We need to be doing things that are bringing honor and glory to God, our Creator. Dear brothers and sisters, you cannot leave this place living in sin. This evening, dear brother, dear sister, you can leave this place with the determination to live your life in the fullest, serving God, living a Christian life. Because almost being a Christian is not good enough. As we saw there about what the Apostle Paul told Agrippa, I would to God that not only you, but also all who fear me today, all that hear me today, might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. As we read the accounts of the things that the Apostle Paul writes to the churches, we can see his desire for the men and the women that he writes to, that they be faithful Christians, that they follow the law of the Lord. You and I need to be following God's will. The Bible says that we need to be faithful. Jesus says there in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, at the end of that verse, he says, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. You see, each and every one of us as Christians, we have salvation in our hands. And wouldn't it be a shame for us on the day of judgment to hear God tell us, you almost made it, but you weren't faithful. You weren't faithful, so you're not going to make it. That would be sad. That would be sad for me, and that would be sad for anyone to hear. We need to be faithful to the Lord at all times. Jesus also tells us there in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, or the kingdom, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. It's important for us to be obedient to the Lord. Many times we may read this passage, we think that's talking about those that are outside of the body of Christ. But if we could use this, we could apply this passage also to those of us that are in the body of Christ. We need to be faithful to the Lord. We cannot be almost living the Christian life. We need to be living the Christian life to the fullest. So this evening, these are the two things that I want you to think about. Those that are not Christians, don't be like Agrippa who said, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. Become a Christian today. If you are here, you have already made some of those steps, some of the preparation to become a Christian because you've heard the word of God, you believe it. And I believe that if you're here, you want to make changes in your life, which is repentance. So the only two things that maybe that you lack is confessing your faith and being baptized for the remission of your sins. If there's a brother or sister here that is not living the Christian life in their fullest, they're almost living the Christian life, repent of that. Live the Christian life the way you should. Ask God for forgiveness. We can also pray for you. If you need that, think about that this evening when the invitation song will be sung in a few minutes. Thank you very much, and God bless.